Yes, Paul, we're back in the outside broadcast unit and it's a little bit more tranquil after the noise of being in on the factory floor there, which was just incredible experience for me. And I have to say, I hope the listeners got a little flavour, forgive the pun. Now, three Pats here, so you're going to have to be very careful. So I'm Pat, I'm also talking to Pat McArdle, who's Dream Beans Coffee Online. And then, of course, I'm talking to the Managing Director, Pat Grant, as well. So you'll have to live with the confusion of all the Pats. Pat McArdle, Dream Beans Coffee Online. COVID really showed what online can do to all businesses, and you've embraced that. But you had been embracing online beforehand.
We had indeed. Dreambeanscoffee.ie started up in 2018 and has been running well since then. Obviously, COVID, everybody upped their coffee game during COVID and set themselves up for decent, proper coffee at home. So people bought machines and grinders and started to order online, which has been good for Dreambeanscoffee.ie. It's funny, now if you sit and talk to a bunch of people, everyone has an opinion about coffee because people are interested in it.
It's one of those things, yeah.
10, 15 years ago, people didn't have the same interest or weren't as fussy about it and didn't demand the same quality. But it's been good for Dream Beans. Dream Beans is the consumer sales arm of Green Bean Coffee. So Green Bean deals with the trade, it deals with coffee shops, with restaurants, with trade customers. And I've been working with Green Bean for nearly 25 years at this stage, since 1997, and I've been saying to Pat Grant for ages that it was time to do something, a consumer offering.
Move into the cloud.
Move after a fashion.
Yeah.
And eventually Pat said, well, look, why don't you do it? So yeah. Hence dreambeanscoffee.ie.
And it's a great team effort, and even for you, as I was saying earlier on to Alex and Barry, you know, the idea that you win an award, it's such a prestigious award, makes your job that much easier, but there's bound to be a certain pride and passion about it as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, okay, the Great Taste Awards are like the Michelin Awards for foods, like to get 3 stars, extraordinary. And you know, people who haven't heard of the company, people who aren't aware of Dream Beans, it really opens their eyes, they tune into it. But we're all obsessed with coffee here. I mean, it's
a passion, and I could see that even when I asked Barry about the different types of coffee and the way these names rattled off his tongue like I'd never heard before.
Yeah.
And look, Pat, we're up against the time. I do up against the clock a little, but I do wish you very, very well. I mean, it's extraordinary where you've brought the company both in the real world and in the online world. I want to just finish up with Pat Grant himself, Roaster Blaster, Blaster Master, MD. Pat, it's been a wonderful morning and a wonderful experience for me, and I hope that we give the listener a little bit of a flavour, and I keep using that word, and it is a pun deliberately, as to what you do here. I can see the passion that's in you all, and I'm sure you've enjoyed your morning.
I have indeed, and all I can say is thank you for coming down, and LMFM. But I must say that Green Bean would be nothing without the team. We've great people working for us. They're all dedicated. They all love coffee, and they're all decent people. So, thank you, team.
And very well done. And you know, it's lovely to hear people doing that, particularly when you traded through the pandemic and your online presence kept you there, along with what you're doing here. I suppose, how do you top a big award like that, or do you just keep going and doing what you're doing?
Oh no, onwards and upwards.
Yeah.
If I thought this was the pinnacle, I'd be very disappointed.
Ah, that's what I love, and that's where you've got to where you have. 30 years in the business, and it's extraordinary to see where they've come, and here, right in the heart of Dundalk, and it's lovely to see local business, artisan business, doing so well on the international stage with that fantastic accolade of winning that award. Coming out of 14,000 entries right across the board. I've had a wonderful morning here, Paul. I'm going to take a little pack because you did say to me you like your coffee. So I have just to hit, look, that's for you, okay? And it's here, just in case that's going back to you, we'll wing its way back to the studio and we'll talk again sometime in the future, Paul. But for now, for the last time today, from Green Bean, we'll say bye-bye.